Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL. Broadcasting live from WUOL's Performance Studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5 here at 619 South 4th Street. I'm not Alan Brandt. I'm Daniel Gillum, filling in for Alan Brandt this afternoon while Alan takes some time to recover. We're very happy to have here the Cardinal Brass Quintet. Now, those of you who are regular Lunchtime Classics attendees and listeners will know that the Cardinal Brass Quintet was here a few weeks ago for the Macaulay Chamber Competition. And they were the winners in the college division, is that correct? And so they're back here to do an entire program. Michael Swope and Charles Calloway are the trumpeters, Kate Raymond, the horn player, Audrey Davis, trombonist, and Aaron Gaither, the tubist, the Cardinal Brass Quintet. A wonderful program that begins with Ching-a-ring Chaw, adapted by Aaron Copland, arranged by Randall Raymond, who is also the father of the horn player here today. Then we'll hear the Colchester Fantasy by Eric Awasen. Awasen, there we go. I tried to make it German. Awasen. Eric Awasen, the Colchester Fantasy. On Classical 90.5 here at 619 South 4th Street, the Cardinal Brass Quintet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Live from the studios of Classical 90.5 on 619 South 4th Street, the Cardinal Brass Quintet. Finishing there with Erica Wazin's Colchester Fantasy. Before that, Chingering Chaw, an adaptation of Aaron Copland, arranged by Randall Raymond. The Cardinal Brass Quintet here on Classical 90.5 during Lunchtime Classics. In the next segment, we'll hear two works on very opposite ends of the spectrum. We'll begin with Lutosławski, the first Grawemeyer winner, and his mini overture, and Frescobaldi, his canzone Vigesima Prime a Cinque, for the brass quintet, the Cardinal Brass Quintet, here on Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics. Thank you. Live here at 619 South 4th Street during Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. That was Frescobaldi's Canzone Vigesima Prime a Cinque for Brass Quintet. Before that, Grawemeyer winner composer Witold Lutosławski, his mini overture. Michael Swope and Charles Calloway trumpets. Kate Raymond horn, Audrey Davis trombone, and Aaron Gaither tuba. Next, we'll hear a work by Fisher Tull called Exhibition, followed by an original work by the horn player's father, Randall Raymond, his toccata, and then finally a very familiar tune to all of us, Nessun Dorma by Puccini, arranged by Peter J. Felice. Once again, the Cardinal Brass Quintet on Classical 90.5. Well, we're back a little early on Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, the Cardinal Brass Quintet. And okay, the reason we're pausing here is because we may have lost one of the parts to one of the pieces. And that's always difficult, I think, to, you know, make up a part that would fit with the rest of the music. And especially Nessun Dorma, everyone knows that, so you really can't make it up, you know. If it's something like Lutoslavsky, I guess you could play, well, we found it. Yes. Good. All right, so we have Nessun Dorma, and that was Fischer Toll's exhibition. Now we move to a piece by Randall Raymond, the father of the horn player Kate Raymond, and this is his Toccata, and then we'll follow that with Puccini's Nessun Dorma, arranged by Peter J. Felice on Classical 90.5, the Cardinal Brass Quintet. Live here on Classical 90.5 at 619 South 4th Street in our performance studio, Lunchtime Classics. That was the Cardinal Brass Quintet, Michael Swope trumpet, Charles Calloway trumpet, Kate Raymond horn, Audrey Davis trombone, and also has tenor in that last work, and Aaron Gaither tuba. That was Nessun Dorma from Turandot by Puccini, arranged by Peter J. Felice. Before that, we heard a toccata by Randall Raymond, and before that, exhibition by Fisher Tull. Next, a very interesting work by Anthony Plogue called Animal Ditties. And just to name a few of the animals, the duck, the praying mantis, the camel, the squab, not sure I know even know what that is, the firefly, the wasp. And throughout this work, you'll hear different performers narrating with some poetry by Anthony Plogue. Again, the Animal Ditties of Anthony Plogue, performed by the Cardinal Brass Quintet here on Classical 90.5 and live during Lunchtime Classics.
Behold the duck. It does not cluck. A cluck it lacks. It is specially fond of a puddle or pond. When it dines or sups, it bottoms. From whence arrived the praying mantis? From outer space or lost Atlantis? Mug that masks the pseudo saintly bug. Orthoporous, also carnivorous, and faintly whisper, Lord, deliver us.
The camel has a single hump, the dromedary, two. Or else the other way around, I'm never sure. Are you? Tell me, O octopus, I beg. Is those things arms or is they legs? I marvel at thee, octopus. If I were thou, I'd call me us.
Toward a better world, I contribute my modest smidgen. I eat the squab, lest it become a pigeon. The firefly's flame is something for which science has no name. I can think of nothing eerier. And flying around with an unidentified glow on a person's posterior.
The wasp and all his numerous family. I look upon as major calamity. He throws open his nest with prodigality. But I distrust his waspitality. Cuckoos lead bohemian lives. They fail as husbands
On Lunchtime Classics, the Cardinal Brass Quintet, with certain members sang the poetry of Ogden Nash in Anthony Ploeg's Animal Ditties. The duck, the praying mantis, the camel, the octopus, the squab, the firefly, the wasp, and the cuckoo. This is Daniel Gillum. I'm your host for this hour of Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, live at 619 South 4th Street. Michael Swope, trumpet, Charles Calloway, trumpet, Kate Raymond, horn, Audrey Davis, trombone, and Aaron Gaither, tuba. Also here in the studio is Mike Tunnel. He's their coach. And Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Cardinal Brass Quintet, and how did this group come about?
We have several chamber music groups in the brass area at the University of Louisville, and this particular group is really some of our brightest and best students. They're a cream of the crop. And we did a little competition to see which group would get to go to a particular chamber music festival in Germany this summer, and this group was the group selected. And they get together several hours each week and rehearse. And I'm just very proud of what they're accomplishing. They're wonderful musicians, each one individually. And playing chamber music draws out of them even more beautiful artistry in their individual playing. And I think it's just been wonderful to observe and to listen. I would also like to say that this group is coached not only by me, but also by my colleague, Brett Schuster, who is the professor of trombone at the university.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you to the Cardinal Brass for being here. To finish out the program, three works, one by Bach, but not the Bach you think of. This is Jan Bach, his or her Rounds and Dances. And then At the River, adapted by Aaron Copland, another one of the old American songs, arranged by Randall Raymond. And finally, Spain by Chick Corea, also arranged by Randall Raymond. The Cardinal Brass Quintet here on Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics. Thank you. Live here at 619 South 4th Street during Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, the Cardinal Brass Quintet, Michael Swope trumpet, Charles Calloway trumpet, Kate Raymond horn, Audrey Davis trombone, and Aaron Gaither tuba, finishing there with Spain by Chick Corea, arranged by Randall Raymond. Before that, At the River, adaption by Aaron Copland and arranged by Randall Raymond. And before that, The Fanfare from the Rounds and Dances by Jan Bach. Let's give them one more round of applause. Wonderful job. I'd like to remind you to visit our website, wuol.org, to see our Lunchtime Classics schedule. Our next performance is next Wednesday at noon. Soprano Darlene Welch will be here. I'm Daniel Gillum, your host today for Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. Andrew High is our sound engineer, and you can join us every Wednesday at noon for Lunchtime Classics here at 619 South 4th Street.